All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisor meeting scheduled for Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. It is 7 p.m. We're going to call the meeting to order at this time. And at this time, I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
the roll call.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Whitehall?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
I would just indicate, obviously, for those in the audience, Mr. Corrado is not with us physically, but he is participating in this evening's meeting telephonically, and so he can hear everything that's being said. He can also respond. So with that, we have a quorum. We will begin our meeting. First, a couple of items are just a little housekeeping announcements. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. In addition, when you come forward, if during the public comment session anyone wishes to come forward, we ask that you state your name, full name, first name, last name, and your address. That's important so that the record properly reflects who came and placed the comment into the record. We also, during public comment, ask people to try to keep their points to around 3 minutes. Right? If you're going beyond 3 minutes, I'll gently ask you or nudge you to kind of wrap up, unless you're making it. The board has some discretion, so that I have, as most of you know, at times we allow people to go beyond 3 minutes, but generally speaking, we ask that you try to keep your point to about 3 minutes so we can keep the meeting flowing and get the business that needs to get done finished for the evening. What's something else I wanted to share?
Executive.
Yes, the executive session. Thank you very much. This board did meet in executive session at 5 p.m. this evening, and we did discuss legal issues and real estate issues. That executive session lasted approximately 60 minutes. We then came out and had several public hearings preceding this evening's township meeting. So, with that, we will go to the next item on the agenda, which is visitor or public comment. There are two visitor or public comment sessions on the agenda, one now and one at the end of the meeting. I've already explained the rules, so everyone knows. If anyone wishing to come forward, please do.
This on?
It should be
okay. It's okay. Okay. I see on the agenda, the first thing is H&R update on hotel tax, Giant Center for payment.
Mr. Campbell, I hate to say this because I know
Rich
who you
Campbell.
Are. Yes.
Yeah, Rich Campbell, 39 Hodgepole Road, Hirschman. Regarding to new business A, discussion of hotel tax, which means revenue. I think now would be a good time to start the discussion also of an entertainment tax. 5% would be average goes in all the different areas. Now, the last time they gave us a raise was 10 cents. They increased their prices by 13 cents. They made $30,000 more by just that 3 cents they added, they kept. So maybe now's the time to start talking about generating revenue for the people of the community, because we are being inconvenienced with the increase in traffic, just everything that's going on in our neighborhoods and everywhere else. So maybe it's time we readdress that and look at a 5% across the board on every ticket sold. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else wishing to come forward and make public comment? All right, then we'll conclude this session of public comment. We'll have a second one in the meeting. The next item is a consent calendar. There are three items under the consent calendar, and we may take all items under one motion, or we can take each item separately. That's the discretion of the board. First item is A, the adoption of the Board of Supervisors minutes for April 7th, 2022, the public hearing, which began at 5:30 p.m. And part of that is also the adoption of the Board of Supervisors minutes for the April 12th, 2022 regular meeting, which occurred at 7 p.m. that evening. Item B is the reduction of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for 1806 East Chocolate Avenue, the Red Roof Inn site, plat 1292. The third item is C, the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,712,078.27 and payroll in the amount of $298,749.49. So at this time, I ask members of the board whether you'd like to take all items under one motion or individually.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to adopt the consent calendar items A, B, and C.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zanuda. Motion made to adopt items A, B, and C under the consent calendar. Is there a second motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting or approving the motion to approve those items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And this motion is passed unanimously. Moving along to new business, the first item under new business is A, it's the Hershey Entertainment and Resorts update on the hotel tax and the Giant Center pilot payment. This evening, we have Mr. Gallia and Ms. McClintock from the Hershey Entertainment and Resorts Company, and you may come forward and you can sit at the table, move the microphone stand, get comfortable, and begin when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good evening, first of all, supervisors, Mr. Solicitor. Thank you very much for having us here tonight. We're very pleased to be able to present some information on Giant Center, hotel taxes, and pilot payment. And I think importantly, to share some welcome and good news, which is, you know, in this day and age, any good news is welcome news. So I'm very excited to share that with you. I'm here with Wendy McClintock. My name is Garrett Gallia. My work address is 27 West Chocolate Avenue. I'm with Hershey Entertainment Resorts. And together, myself and Wendy will be able to hopefully distill down into a bright picture the current state of Giant Center pilot and hotel taxes for you. My role is going to be to give sort of a broad overview. I think from a historical perspective, it's important to grant that perspective in order to understand where we currently are. So that's going to be my role, and then Wendy will walk you through, in a very, very methodical way, the financials, so you can all understand exactly and precisely where we are at this point in time.
And Mr. Gallia, I was remiss, we should identify, seated at the table also, as part of your group is Mr. Verdemme, Lou Verdemme, correct?
Yes.
I just want to make sure the record's clear.
So I'm going to take us back in time a little bit to 2019. The end of 2019 marked an important milestone for the Giant Center. The people at this table and others, stakeholders, worked for years to find a great refinancing vehicle for the Giant Center. And towards the end of 2019, we were successful in closing on that new refinancing for Giant Center. And the Giant Center has a number of stakeholders. And the goal was to satisfy all the stakeholders in this process, which is why it took so long. Two important outcomes that I think are notable from the refinancing was that first, the refinancing created a dedicated pool of capital for the Giant Center that did not exist prior to the refinancing. What does that mean? So the Giant Center is a large building, and if you think about your home, expenses come up, hopefully you have money put away for those expenses. You can imagine the incrementality attached to expenses associated with a building the size of the Giant Center. So understanding and working with the ICBA that we needed to come up with a funding solution for those eventual needs for that building, the refinancing was a perfect vehicle for that. Secondarily, we wanted to ensure that Pilot had a priority position in the payment structure. Up to that point, it did not. Actually, Pilot came behind capital for the building. So through the financing vehicle, Pilot actually gained a second priority, second only to debt service, meaning that once debt service was satisfied for the building, Pilot would be paid next, capital would be paid third, and last, HENR through its management fee would be paid and a ground lease payment would be paid, but only after all those other stakeholders were paid. So that was key. So we felt very good about the refinancing vehicle. Every model that we developed showed that the hotel taxes would support debt service and the building profits would help support the other needs, namely Pilot, capital, and management fee and ground lease. Unfortunately, our model did not predict COVID. So we went from enjoying healthy and consistent hotel taxes for almost two decades while the Giant Center had been in operation to a point where June's hotel tax receipts were 11% of 2019's actuals. So 11, imagine that reduction in hotel tax revenue. I think if we all remember back, if we dared to remember back to 2020 and the closures, the mandatory closures that existed for our properties and other properties like it, we all experienced economic hardship. It was a very, very trying time for our company and for the township, for the school district, and the county. Especially hard hit were our businesses. We like to say we have diversity of businesses because we're involved in group business, we're involved in amusement parks, hotels, concert shows. Unfortunately, all those businesses have one common element, and that's bringing people together. And during a pandemic, that really, really had a negative impact on us. So, like everyone else, we experienced some difficulty. Hotel taxes took a significant reduction in incoming receipts to the county. And as a result, the models that we had prepared, presented, and relied on showed that there would be a hotel tax, now show that there would be a hotel tax deficit, meaning the funding obligation for debt service. So what does that mean? We know that hotel taxes fund debt. That's their job. Hotel taxes come in, and they help fund debt service on the Giant Center. What funds Pilot is this other bucket, and that's Giant Center profits. So Giant Center profits then fund Pilot, capital, and ground lease and management fee. So two separate buckets, and I think it's important to conceptualize the separate nature of those two buckets, funding buckets. What happened is once the hotel taxes were insufficient to make debt service, we have the refinancing documents called on other funds to meet that obligation. So what happened is you had to take funds now that were set aside in this other bucket for building profits to make debt service. And they were used entirely, almost completely, to make debt service, leaving nothing left for Pilot, for capital, or obviously for the management fee or ground lease payment. That was the state in 2020. That was the state in 2021. Our businesses started to rebound in 2021, I'm happy to say. There were still both real limits on occupancy at our resort properties for some time, both mandated for a while, but then also created by the lack of staffing at our properties. So we continued to manage through those challenges. But the end result is we feel very optimistic about where we currently stand and in our forecast for the future, the rest of the year, and actually the out years as well. So what does that mean? If we go by what we have on actuals, in the books currently, for hotel tax receipts, we are above where we thought we would be 8 months ago. We had predicted that throughout the rest of 2022, hotel tax receipts would come in approximately 75% of 2019's actuals. Right now, based on actuals and what we forecast for the rest of the year, we think we'll be more at 90%. Blended rate of around 90%. So if that holds true, knock on wood, we should be in a very good position for those hotel tax receipts to do what we anticipated them doing in 2019, and that's completely fund debt service. So that bucket takes care of debt service as it was intended. The other portion of the good news is, we believe, based on our forecast for the building, the Giant Center's revenues, that funds will be sufficient to pay two out of the three remaining buckets, to pay a full pilot in 2022, to pay capital, to fund a capital reserve, the project, it's called the Project Enhancement Fund, which is great news. The only entity that there's not enough money to pay would be HE&R. There's not enough money to pay the ground lease payment, and there's not enough money to pay our management fee. That's our place in the line. We understand that, and we accept that, and that's fine. We're happy, more than anything else, to see a normalization of business, and happy that we're able to get back on track with a full pilot as forecasted. Again, Wendy's here to keep me honest, because all this is based on projections and forecasts. If things take a dramatic turn for the negative, we'll have to adjust our forecast accordingly. But as we sit here right now, things look very promising. So that gives you a little peer into the current state. A positive realization and rebound from prior years, reduction in business, anticipation of a pilot in 2022, and even better news through Wendy's good work and Lou's good work, they had a conversation with our banks this week, and legal bond counsel and legal counsel, to understand what's the soonest time frame we could remit pilot to the taxing authorities, both the township, the school district, and the county. Originally, we thought we might have to wait to the end of post-audited financials, into 2023 to pay 2022's pilot. But the good news is we received approval and authority to release pilot once we pay November's debt service payment. So Wendy will correct me if I got any of that wrong, but ultimately we're here. We think this is a very positive story. We appreciate the hardship that the township, the school district, the county have all realized because of the impact on our business, and obviously we felt the same impact acutely, but I think we do see the light at the end of the tunnel here, and we're really excited to go forward and have this refinancing vehicle do exactly what we anticipated it doing for the benefit of the Giant Center, because for 20 years the Giant Center has been a local and regional gem, and it's been an economic driver in addition to providing a great benefit to the residents of this region from the shows and entertainment options it's able to bring in. So with that, Wendy's going to walk you through the financials.
Great. Thanks, Garrett. So there are a few schedules that we have here in front of us tonight. The first is just a recap of what you all saw back in November of 2021, just a level set to Garrett's point earlier, what the projections looked like. The second schedule, and what's on the screen, is what those revised projections look like today. And then the last piece of the schedules I'll take you through is the projection on the receipts for the building profits this year in 2022. So just as a reminder and to level set, to Garrett's point, when you saw the hotel tax projections in November of 2021, we believed 2022 would be about 75% of 2019 receipts. What did that mean? We were going to need to take, again, almost $600,000 from building operations to fund debt. If we look at the second schedule, the updated picture today, as Garrett mentioned, is that we believe that the hotel taxes will now be closer to 92% of 2019 levels in 2022, which means that the hotel taxes will be robust enough to satisfy the debt service payments in both May and November of 2022. So if you're looking at your long-form schedule here, the second page, just draw your attention to November of 2022. You'll see all the debt service payments being made and a small balance remaining in hotel taxes, with no contribution coming in from the Capital Reserve Fund via building operations. If you look at the last page of your packet, which is also now up on the screen, this recaps what we think is going to happen with building profits for 2022 and how that profit can be distributed amongst the parties. So to Garrett's point, we're projecting 2022's results for the Giant Center to be about $3.286 million. And also happy to share that through four periods, we're on target with that budget for the year. Again, I think adding credibility to the projections that are on the page. You know, echoing though what Garrett said, there is quite a bit of runway left to the year. Things will change as you move through the year, but all indicators right now through four periods is that this is a realistic picture of what the building can achieve for the year. And if that's the case, a full pilot will be able to be made for 2022 to the tune of $1,175,000, a full contribution to the Project Enhancement Fund, and we would start to use the rest of the remaining funds then to replenish the Capital Reserve Fund that had to be used to fund debt over the last 2 years. And to Garrett's point, you'll see that in 2022, we anticipate there being no funds available for HENR's ground lease or management fee. Similar picture as to what we're putting together for projections for 2023, and then also 2024's picture is on the page too, just as a point of reference. But you know, I think lots of good news here. As Garrett said, we're very excited to be here tonight showing these types of numbers and the building returning to a profitable status so that the funds are available to distribute to pilot and repopulate the Capital Reserve Fund and get the building back, you know, to where we all would have hoped it to be, but had some challenges in the last 2 years with COVID.
Are you ready for, may we ask questions?
Absolutely.
I have a couple questions. Well, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. My first question is Wendy or Garrett, would you walk us through that top corner, the spreadsheet? Oh, sorry. Can you walk us through the top corner spreadsheet and explain what that details?
Sure. I'm happy to do that. So what that very top section is it's showing you what the capital reserve balance was at the end of 2019. So the building had about $2 million available to satisfy capital needs. In early 2020, we paid capital expenditures of approximately $607,000, which was a project that had been authorized back in 2019 and wrapped up in 2020. The next two lines you see are the impact against the Capital Reserve Fund for needing to pay debt service out of these funds because hotel taxes were not received in enough volume to be able to satisfy debt. So essentially, this fund now is only $1 million as a current balance. $607,000, so that $1 million decrement is $607,000 related to the wrap-up of capital expenditures, and then building profits contributing about $858,000, but needing to pay $1,224,000 towards debt service.
Now, can you help me understand the way that the agreement is written, that those funds that are in that portion can only be withdrawn for capital and for debt service?
That's correct.
Not pilot payments?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then my other question, then I'll let the rest of the rest. I know the rest of the board has questions too. I know a lot of times our residents are looking over at the Hershey Park, and they see how things seem to be back to normal. Now, when you're talking about profits, you were just talking about profits at the Giant Center, nothing else. It's only Giant Center profits. So everything that residents are seeing happening over, whether it's at the lodge or it's at the parks, that has nothing to do with what we're looking at here. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding that correctly.
That is correct.
Okay. I've got more questions, but I'll let the rest of the group go too.
She actually asked what I was going to ask. Inside the question.
Well, so I think number one, I mean, a statement. This is all very good news, and I appreciate that over the last couple of years you have repeatedly work with us to sort of keep us apprised of your projections. You know, as the projections changed, for better or for worse, whether, you know, it was helpful that you continually kept us advised and apprised of the status of the situation. But this is really good news. So this is, I want to make sure I understand this. So this payment that we're talking about would be in November of this year, you expect to make a full payment. Full pilot payment.
In November this year, we expect to pay the debt service out of the hotel taxes, and then the following month.
The following month, right. But that would be for 2022.
Correct.
Right. Is there, I just want to circle back to 2021. I just don't recall that we ever kind of wrapped that up. We ended up having this session where we kind of wrapped up. Where did we end up with 2021, and was there any remainder to be paid out?
Wendy can walk you through that detail.
Yeah, I can. Maybe we'll start back with the long schedule is the easiest way to look at this, and then we can wrap up with the last page again. So if it's okay, I can take a minute and kind of walk across the columns, which might help bring it all to life a little bit more. So the schedule that you have in front of you really shows you by month all of the activity related to hotel taxes and the debt service payments. So the first column you see is the month. The next column you see labeled beginning balance is how much was in escrow related to hotel taxes at the start of any given month. The next column that's labeled transfers from PEF, Project Enhancement Fund, also known as the Capital Reserve Fund, shows you the money that had to be moved out of the Capital Reserve Fund into this account to supplement hotel taxes and pay the debt service payments. The next six columns that are labeled Series A and Series B, those are the debt service payments that are made by month, and you can see the majority, again, of those payments are made each year in May and November. The next column that's labeled hotel tax transfers is the monthly receipt of hotel taxes for any of those given months. And then if you add all of those numbers up across, it will agree to what's in your ending balance or the rightmost column. The small little box that's off to the right is just showing you the assumptions on future hotel taxes by month, again, the 90% that we referenced earlier. So if you look at what was happening in 2020 and 2021, I'll just draw your attention to the column that says transfers from PEF. That's where you see the building profits being transferred in here to satisfy the debt service payments. So to answer your question, if you look at that and then also look at the very top of the last page, the section that I was asked to explain the roll forward of the Project Enhancement Fund, you can see building profit for 2020 and 2021 totaled $858,000. The debt service that needed to be supplemented was $1,224,000. So not only did we have to use all of the money that was made by the building that year, we also had to take even more out of the Capital Reserve Fund. So to answer your question, no, there was nothing left at the end of 20 or 21. It was all consumed and then some to make the debt service payments.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I just wanted to make sure we sort of chronologically moved, kind of closed the book on 2021, and then, you know, we received the good news about 2022, but you've gone through those numbers for us. I know that your team gave a presentation to the ICDA board, the Industrial Commercial Development Authority board, was it last week? And I also believe you have met with the school district and gone through these numbers with them as well.
Correct.
Does anybody else have any other, Rick or Carter, Mike, if you can hear me, any questions?
I have another question. So when you say that the township and the other authorities are getting the pilot payment for 2022, usually that would be paid later in 2023, but we're getting it in 2022.
That's our belief at this point. Lou and I had the opportunity to speak with the bank this week and it got their alignment that we don't have to wait for the final audit of the year before we'd be able to disperse those funds. As long as we get through November 2022, all the debt service payments have been made, and it looks like the projections are still, you know, holding steady, that we expect there to be hotel taxes plentiful enough to satisfy future debt, we anticipate the bank working with us to be able to release that payment in 2022 before the year would close out. And at that point in time, too, for the building profits, We have enough on the books that we have a really good line of sight as to how the year is going to end. So I think that that's a reasonable approach to getting that disbursement out.
So the only 2 years that were missing with the payments were 2020 and 2021?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I just wanted to just confirm with the way that the agreements are written, there is nothing that is written in the agreements for to trigger back payments of pilot. There is language in the agreements that allows for putting money back in the project enhancement fund, but there's nothing that's in the agreements that call for going backwards for pilot payments.
Correct. Similar to the viewpoint that there's nothing in the agreement that allows for back payments to H&R for management or grapples.
Great.
And so in 2023, for instance, so in 2022, it's possible and likely, perhaps, that we will receive payment in December of 2022. Do you foresee that being sort of a new schedule moving forward, that in the same year, you know, as opposed to we receive payment the following year?
We'd like to get into that practice. We don't, with the bank's concurrence and council's concurrence, we don't see any reason to wait if everyone's comfortable. Again, to Wendy's point, we'll have 11 months of actuals on the books for the Giant Center, so we'll have a really strong indication where that building is, you know, financially for the year, which will allow us to make the determination. And, you know, with that much business behind us, I don't see any real impediment for us being able to do that going forward as well.
And it helps even from a budgeting standpoint. You know, we're pretty much putting our budget is sort of, you know, being going through final drafts in about the November time frame. So if we have some line of sight into what may happen in December in terms of a payment, we can better incorporate those proceeds into our budget in an appropriate way. So that's why I ask, because it helps for us for planning purposes.
Yeah, now I would just comment on the timing of that from a historical perspective. When we look at really the last 10 years, the pilot distribution has usually been around October, is when that money's been going out to the township, the school district, and the county. So this isn't that much of a delay for that money to be distributed probably in the December timeline. So not too far off from when we've been receiving it in the past.
So you're telling me in the past years we've received it even earlier in the year?
A little earlier, and so you also have to think that, you know, hotel tax was building, there was more significant surpluses prior to COVID, obviously. In COVID, when you described, we've drawn all of those funds. Unfortunately, there were that little bit of excess that we had, or else it would have been a much, much bigger problem. But, you know, pre-COVID, there had been surpluses built up in some of those accounts, the hotel tax escrow account. And so timing, those payments were able to be pushed out a little bit sooner. But with this new timeline, obviously, making the debt service payment in November is still something. It's a large payment when you look at those November payment lines. That's when the principal payments are made on both of the loans. So we need to make sure that there's sufficient funds to take care of that. And I would just emphasize, but I didn't know Garrett was going to give that introduction of the refinancing, how, you know, just critically important it was, and probably just lucky that we got it finished prior to something like COVID coming along, because the debt service prior to the restructuring was actually would have been like $1.2 million more per year than what it actually is. And when we look at the amount of funds that were drawn just to make the payments under the new lowered structure, we would have, you know, had a real crisis. This debt is not guaranteed by the township. It's not guaranteed by the county. Many other facilities like this do have local government guarantees of the debt. This debt is solely paid out of the operations of the building and the hotel taxes. So, you know, we could have been faced with a gigantic problem. And, you know, at the beginning of COVID and everything being shut down, Wendy and I and her team, you know, we were having those conversations with the bank early on, saying, what if we have to ask for some type of loan restructuring, payment forgiveness? And of course, the answers were, well, that's going to impact the interest rate. All those things could have had a really bad impact on the long-term prospects for the financing that's in place. fortunately, with the funds that we had on hand, we were able to get through, kind of just barely squeak through, with no disruption to all the fixed rates that are very, very attractive, because they're interest rates from 2019 that are much lower now than what's available today, for sure.
Well, this is, I mean, generally I would say this is very positive news, and I appreciate that, we all appreciate you, the three of you appearing here tonight to update us on this matter, and we're pleased to see all these things turning around, not just for the benefit of your business or the pilot payment, but just generally for our community, all of this activity. It's important that it's all turning around now, and we're starting to see a return to some normalcy in business operations for everybody, big and small businesses alike. So, is there any other questions?
If I may, I also have one up here. I just mentioned the budget. I think it's important, if I recall correctly, I don't think the budget included any pilot revenues for this year. Is that correct?
The last 2 years, we budgeted zero for pilot payments for Giant Center revenue.
So then the pilot coming in would go to the reserve fund? Or?
Correct.
Linda, I want to see if that was in that.
Yeah, so it is all positive news, and we appreciate it. So thank you, the three of you. And do you have anything I want to ask? Are you finished, or have you concluded?
Yes, we have. We're happy to answer any of the questions the board may have. But yeah, I think we concur with your opinion. Wendy and I and Lou, we've all been really excited about the progress that we've seen in hotel tax receipts coming back online, coming back to what we experience typically in a year, and what that means for the businesses in Derry Township and Dauphin County and Central Pennsylvania in general. We're all very, very hopefully optimistic that this is a trend line that we can see continue in a positive way.
Well, thank you very much.
And I think the plan is to continue to update the ICBA on a quarterly basis as we continue to progress, that all these projections are holding true, and obviously we need to keep the bank up to date, so we'll keep the ICDA up to date.
I think that one of the things we've all learned from some of the good practices we started as a result of the pandemic was that we do have these quarterly updates, whether it's, even if it's just to the ICDA and then to the school district, and we share the ICDA report with this board and the community, but it was helpful to be able to keep that dialogue open throughout the pandemic, every few months getting updates. And so I'd like to see us, I think it makes good sense, Lou, as you say, to keep that same practice. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take us to the next item of our agenda, which is item B. It's the requesting authorization to enter into a lease with ROC Leasing LLC, doing business as Real Lease, for the lease purchase of a 2022 JCB Model 3TS-18 teleskid with a JCB cold planer. 332L7272. I'm not even sure what that is, but Mr.
Grisman,
you're going to tell us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As everyone is aware, during our budget process, we approve a lot of capital purchases for the township. This happens to be one of them. This was a purchase for a cold planer and for our paving program. And in order for us to move forward with that, as the board approved the budget, we participate through a lease purchase program, and in this case with ROC Leasing, doing business as Real Lease, for this piece of equipment. Tonight, for your consideration, is that lease, if you would authorize us to move forward, that we can then move forward with the purchase of this piece of equipment. As you can see from your packet, the yearly, it's a five-year lease purchase program with a yearly total of $23,650 per year, for the purchase total of $118,250. The source of our payments for this purchase are strictly from the Liquid Fuels Fund, as this is a qualified expense under that program. So at this point, unless there are questions, it's in a form that's acceptable to the board to approve that tonight, that would be fantastic. I know the solicitor would have to offer a draft opinion letter.
So, yeah, the way this came up, they asked for opinion counsel, just to make sure that you're okay with it. I would just suggest that they're going to authorize and approve this evening, just to make a conditional upon the review and maybe some comments. And slight ones, nothing significant.
All right.
Any questions for Mr. Christman or Mr. Armstrong on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the Township Manager to execute all agreements for the lease purchase of a 2022 JCB Model 3TS-8T Teleskid with JCB Pole Planner 332-L7272.
All right, motion made by Mr. Whitehall. Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, with the condition.
Subject to.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
You want to revise your motion?
No. Subject to the conditions.
So, motion made. So, his motion includes subject to the conditions. Mr. Cervuto, did you second that motion?
I second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Cervuto. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that is added. The motion passes. The next item is C, is the requesting of authorization to proceed with improvements in Chocolate County Park. Mr. Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As our board is aware, Supervisors and Newton have been kind of taking the lead on this for the last 6 months to a year to try to make some improvements at the stage area in Chocolate Town Park. During that time, we looked to try to find other alternatives to do the work with the local Rotech. As of our last meeting, we did find out that we weren't able to get those services from the tech, which is fine. So we did go out, we did solicit telephonic quotes and try to get written quotes. It is kind of specialized stonework, so we were able to get one quote that worked for us for $19,200 to complete the concrete work, to complete the stage area and repoint the stone, if I'm saying that correctly. And funds for this project, fair enough, we had $20,000 budgeted in our capital fund, 30-452-730 building improvements for, I think, a roof project at Schenck Park, but those numbers came in much higher than what we had anticipated. So the $20,000 that was set aside for that project will carry over for next year. We'll see that project again in next year's budget, but we can reallocate those funds upon the board's approval tonight to cover those costs for this project in Chocolate Town Park.
Questions for Mr. Christman? Is there a motion?
I guess I'll make the motion, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Motion.
I was just going to finish the motion.
I was anticipating it, so
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the administration to proceed with improvement work within Chocolate Town Park for the amount not to exceed $19,200.
Motion made by Mr. Zabuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made. Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion or questions? I would just note that for the record, please. Improvements very much are aesthetic improvements, but also safety improvements. If you walk that area in that stage, you can see the rocks that there are at least one rock that's fallen away from the steps and other rocks that are loose in that wall. And so it does need to be repaired, not only for, again, as I said, aesthetic purposes, but for safety purposes. So I'm in support of it. Any other comment or questions or discussion? If not, all those in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thanks, guys.
The next item is D. It's the request for authorization to advertise for the sale of surplus township property in accordance with the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, Section 1504. And Clary Township Resolution 2020-19. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just much like one of our previous agenda items, this is the opposite. From time to time, the township will have surplus equipment that has outlived its useful life but still has some value for us to sell on the open marketplace. So we have a a list of equipment that will be going out for auction through the municipal website. Attached in your packet, you'll see, and I'm just going to quickly read through the list for you of all the items that we're looking to put out. We have a 1978 CAT 955L dozer, a 1999 GMC C8500, 1999 GMC C8500, 1994 Ford Cargo, 2005 Ford F550, 2004 Ford Crown Vic, 2002 Chevy Impala, 2005 Ford F350, 2002 Tarco Salt V-Box Spreader, 2002 Henderson Salt V-Box Spreader, 2015 Ferris Z-Turn IS3100, and a John Deere Snowblade for a riding lawn tractor. So if we, our policy in accordance, which is in accordance with Section 1504 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, requests authorization from the board to advertise tonight the sale of this surplus equipment, even though it will go out onto an electronic bidding site, municipal in this case. At such time that auction closes, we will set that sale up for the appropriate board meeting at that time, where the board would then approve the winning bids at that point for any of this equipment they sell.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Crispin? If there are no questions, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the administration to advertise for the sale and disposition of the surplus county property as discussed by Mr. Crispin.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is B. It's the consideration of adoption of ordinance number 2022-02, amending chapter 225 of the zoning of the Code of Ordinances of Derry Township by amending section 225-420 regarding wireless communication facilities. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This ordinance was discussed earlier this evening in a public hearing. The ordinance has been properly advertised for adoption this evening. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on April 5th, 2022, recommended that ordinance 2022-02 be adopted as written. The Gulf County Planning Commission at their meeting of April 4th, 2022, took action to support ordinance number 2022-02 as written. I am recommending that ordinance 2022-02 be adopted as presented.
All right. Questions for Mr. Emmer? I note for the record that we had held a public meeting prior to this evening's meeting on this issue. If there are any questions for Mr. Emmer, you can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, that the board adopt ordinance number 2022-02 to be adopted as presented by Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is F. It's the preliminary final subdivision plan of Scythe Avenue, of the Scythe Avenue lot line adjustment, plat 1350. It was Mr. Haley, but is this now Mr. Emmer?
I let him go for the evening.
Then it is Mr. Emmer.
Thank you. This plan represents the relocation of a shared property line between two lots, both owned by Mountain View Bible Church. In essence, the blue area is coming from the lower lot and going to the upper lot, if you will. The site's located within the General Commercial Zoning District. The purpose of this plan is to transfer a narrow segment of land containing 2,805 square feet, as I indicated. These properties were the subject of the Zoning Hearing Board, case number 2021-10. The Zoning Board granted a variance for the minimum lot width, which is 100 feet in this zoning district. In doing so, they mandated that lot number one shall have a minimum width of 92.97 feet, and lot number two shall have a minimum width of 93.41 feet. I will point out that if you do the math on the plan, Lot number two has a minimum lot width that is 100 foot short of what the zoning hearing board mandated. However, I attribute that to rounding errors on the calculations. Or rounding, not necessarily even errors. The lot itself has a misclosure of 0.008, which would round up to 100 foot. Waivers and deferments have been requested from the subdivision and land development ordinance. They've asked for deferment of right-of-way dedication, parkway widening, sidewalk installation, and curbing. And in each case, the staff and planning commission have recommended deferments be granted with our standard stipulation related to agreements for future installations. They've asked for waivers of showing the plans and profiles of stormwater facilities, sanitary sewer facilities, gas and water mains, and again, in each case, the planning commission and staff have recommended that those waivers be granted. They've asked for waiver of showing the location of existing structures, wooded areas, rock outcrops, and the like within 200 feet of the site, and the planning commission and staff again recommended that this waiver be granted. They've asked for a waiver for showing contours within 200 feet of the site. And again, planning commission and staff recommend that this waiver be granted. Finally, they've asked for a waiver of side lot lines, which are required to be perpendicular to the street line. And as you can see, the proposed line is not. And the planning commission and staff have recommended that that waiver be granted. I'm recommending approval of plat 1350, conditional upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. The applicant shall reimburse the township for all costs incurred in reviewing the plan no later than May 26, 2022. That the following three items happen by October 26, 2022. That the applicant shall install the proposed monuments and have them inspected by HRG and also enter into the enter into and execute the development agreement for the project, that the applicant shall provide two originals of the signed and notarized development agreement, and that the applicant shall agree to execute and have notarized two originals of a deferment agreement regarding additional cartway widening, right-of-way dedication, curbing installation, and sidewalk installation in a manner and form acceptable to the township. And then that the final three items also be addressed, that the applicant shall comply with all outstanding agency requirements, including but not limited to PennDOT, PADP, FAA, and EPA, that the applicant shall record the development agreement or a memorandum of the same concurrently with the plan, and finally, that the applicant shall record the deferment agreement regarding additional cartway widening, right-of-way dedication, curbing installation, and sidewalk installation concurrently with the plan. I'm also recommending that the waivers and deferments be granted as outlined in my report, which is now concluded.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? If not, is there a motion?
I'll offer the first motion that the waivers and deferments are granted from the subdivision and land development ordinances as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary final subdivision plan of Site Avenue Lot Line Adjustment Plat 1350.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Samuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Second, I will make the second motion as part of this item on the agenda. I'll make the motion of the preliminary final subdivision plan of Site Avenue Lot Line Adjustment, Plat 1350, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 7 in the Assistant Department Head's recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is G. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1061 Knoll Drive, S-2022-005. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a patio, outdoor kitchen, and pavilion at 1061 Knoll Drive. The applicant and property owners are Jerome Lin Su and Esther Bowie. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $7,514 is to be provided, which the applicants have done in the form of cash, and they have also entered into this township standard agreement to provide the financial security. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $7,514 and it enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Jerome Lin Su and Esther Billy for the stormwater management plan for 1061 Knoll Drive, S2022-005.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions? If not, is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept the financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1061 Knoll Drive, S-2022-005. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Next item is H. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan and the erosion and sedimentation control plan for 593 Hilltop Road, S-2021-018. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a swimming pool at 593 Hilltop Road. The applicants and property owners are Jeffrey L. and Julie A. Mackner. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $4,807 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of cash and have entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $4,807 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Jeffrey L. and Julie A. Mackner for the stormwater management and erosion and sediment control plan for 593 Hilltop Road, S2021-018.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair. The Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $4,807 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Jeffrey L. and Julie A. Mackner, the stormwater management and ESC plan for 593 Hilltop Road, SCR 2021-018.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second? Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is I. It's a request from the Derry Township School District to close the first block of East Caracas Avenue on Wednesday, June 8th, 2022, from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. for graduation activities. This is Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Due to ongoing renovations at the elementary school's Founders Hall, the Derry Township School District has moved the location for their high school graduation ceremonies to the Hershey Theater. They're asking permission to place a tent on East Caracas Avenue as a staging area for guests before they enter the theater and as a location for graduates to receive their diplomas at the end of the night. This will be the second year that graduation activities have been held at this location, and there were no issues encountered with last year's graduation, and nearby residents will still have access to their properties. So we're requesting this closure for graduation services.
Thank you, Chief. Questions from the Chief? My only question, Chief, is there any notice that we give to those residents in that are the affected residents in that area when we close the road?
Yeah, we can have the traffic safety unit reach out to nearby residents. The closure points are going to be staffed by fire police, so that'll be taken care of. But we can certainly notify the residents in those areas of Caracas, some of the surrounding alleys and so forth in that area.
Yeah, Thank you. I didn't expect anybody to have a problem with it, but we're closing it for 9 hours, so it would be good to at least give those folks a heads up in advance that it will close. Thank you. Any other questions for the chief? If none, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that we approve the closure of East Caracas Avenue on Wednesday, June 8th for the class of 2022 Hershey High School graduation.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The last item under new business is J. It's a proclamation to observe April 29th, 2022 as Arbor Day in Derry Township. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a routine agenda item done every year for the township and acquire tree city status. We've been doing that for the last 30 years, so this is keeping with that tradition. The board will be so excited to approve this proclamation for Friday. And I would also add that we'll be planting a tree at the rec center on that same day that was donated in memory of Lou Santangelo recently, who recently passed. So, Copper Beach, there was some concern and questions, I guess, would be the best way to put it. There were the two peach trees that were removed around the pavilion area when the demo occurred at the old center. So, this will replace one of those Copper Beach trees. And the facility. So it's 10 o'clock. Everyone's invited, including the sign, if they're interested. There'll be some members of the Bowman Trust there if they've been involved in acquiring this tree.
It's being planted and now a terrific individual, so I think that's really a kind gesture for whoever donated it. Any questions for Tom? All right. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we issue a proclamation to observe April 29th, 2022 as Arbor Day, Derry Township. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. All right, that concludes the business on our agenda. That'll take us to supervisor, board, or committee reports. We'll begin with Mr. Zmuda, then we'll work to Mr. Grotto, Mrs. Knapp, Mr. Wyckoff, and then myself. So, Mr. Zmuda, any supervisor, board, or committee report for this evening?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. We had a transportation meeting late last week. Ms. Knapp will give you a very good report about what we discussed there. Secondly, I have a request of the board, Mr. Chrisman. As you know, I've been working for the Courtyard of Honor, the memorial next to the firehouse for quite a while. And I think we've gotten to the point where we need to look at codifying some of the issues that are going on. And I'd like the board to authorize Mr. Chrisman to seek out counsel on how to go about doing this, a cost estimate, and trying to codify ownership, maintenance, use of the letterhead for the Derry Township.
Is there would it be appropriate to have sort of a presentation to the board?
We are going to have one the next day. Randy McPhillip will be coming in and giving us a rundown and everything. Chuck Emmerich and I discussed this over the weekend. So
do you need a motion from us or just authorization?
I think it's a request for authorization from the board to have Mr. Chrisman seek counsel.
Yeah.
And discuss how to go about
rather than ask a lot of questions, I'll wait. It sounds like Chris is up to date for us. We're on the report.
Maybe he will be, if he's not right now. I was told maybe to hold off until next meeting, but I thought maybe to get the ball rolling to start looking into this and what it would take. Because Randy will be making his presentation next week, or 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks.
Well, why don't we go ahead and authorize Mr. Chrisman? There's already been township effort and energy on this project. Right. We've already committed to that. So I think it's appropriate, Mr. Christman, if you lead the counsel of Mr. Armstrong on any matters associated with the project at this point, that you can work with Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Samuda to review those items and help navigate whatever those issues are. And then we'll look forward to a presentation by Mr. McKillop at whether it's the next meeting or a future meeting very soon, to get the whole board and the committee sort of update on what actually is happening. So if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. That's exactly what I'm looking for right now. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, that's it. So
we're we are good, yeah. Yeah. We don't need a motion. We just, Mr. Christman, if you just nod in affirmation, we'll know that.
Do we know? Good.
What I suspect will do is I'll reach out to Chris and I'll figure out exactly what we need.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll
have the next meeting.
Well, we've been doing things by word of mouth and handshake type agreements. So I think it's time to put this down on paper between the township and the
formalizing some of the involvement and the commitments.
Right. Right.
Good.
Pardon?
What's the name
of the courtyard of honor? It's 501-3C.
All right. Mr. Corrado.
I guess before we've got a question at the meeting.
All right. Very good.
The ICDA met last week. We were presented with the same details that we discussed earlier in this meeting. We had a chance to discuss them more in depth this evening because we were all able to look at the spreadsheets over a matter of time instead of just getting them that evening. We also discussed the maintenance issues with the garage and the intermodal facility and discussed plans to get the elevator fixed and the garage fixed. As Supervisor Samuda noted, we also had a transportation committee meeting, and we discussed a number of items, including the summer concerts that are planning on coming to H&R this summer, and we are planning to implement the same slip ramp closure that we did last summer, and that will be for events where ticket sales are over 15,000 tickets. So we don't know quite which events those will be yet, but as we get into the summer season, we'll get a better idea of which ones the slip ramp will be closed for. The flashing pedestrian signal at Valley and 422 is being installed. The concrete is currently curing, and hopefully those flashing pedestrian signals will be completely installed by the end of next month. We had also discussed, we'd mentioned a drainage project that DTMA was implementing at Ridge and 422. That project, we're actually learning that that's going to be on hold until 2023, because DTMA is looking to expand that project, which is wonderful because they will be able to look at some other problematic stormwater in the area and add that into one big project and correct a couple of issues that are occurring with stormwater in that area. Also want to give an update on the Waltonville Road closure. That's actually delayed at the moment as PennDOT finalizes the detour plans for residents and visitors that will be going out Wood Road onto Middletown Road. So when that detour plan is finalized at that point, then Waltonville will be closed. There will be signs that will go up. I think the goal is 2 weeks' notice, but because they want to get the project moving, it might not be exactly 2 weeks, but you'll notice once the signs are up. And I think that is it. I don't know if there's anything else that we discussed.
They're not ready for public consumption.
Okay. So that was all the meetings. This Thursday, the Tax Association is meeting and welcoming two new members to the Tax Association. So Supervisor Samuda and I will have a report for that at our next meeting.
That's great news. That was a cool report. It was a lot of fun. Pleasant. Glad to hear. Mr. White.
DTMA met last night, and there was much heated debate about the project that it's not just mentioned regarding the Ridge Road update, because there are other ponding issues going on, and it's better to tackle it all at once in one big project than to do it here, then move down to the underpass or move up to Wells Fargo. So That was a big point of discussion. In addition, we got our usual update on construction projects, engineering, and stormwater. We awarded the Spring Creek Interceptor bid. And interesting news, the PRP, the Pollutant Reduction Program, added the Oakmont Basin. So those of you who drive Wood Road, you know there's an issue there where Limerick comes out of Oakmont onto Wood Road. So that has been added, and with the approvals of the trust, there's an easement there. They hope to be able to do that this summer, which I thought that was great to let folks know up in the Oakmont area. And finally, we awarded a scope of work for a biosolids market evaluation. Exciting stuff. So everything's great at DTMA as usual. Thank you.
I didn't have a meeting, I think, since the last meeting. I'm waiting for the ICDA meeting. I would say that this week in Derry Township, our community is host, we're host, the host community of the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors annual conference. So there are approximately 3,500 local elected and appointed officials from municipalities, second-class townships from all across Pennsylvania, and township managers and township secretaries. You may have noticed that when you drove by the Hershey Lodge, that the outside parking lot had all kinds of heavy-duty apparatus and equipment parked there for observation. But most of the board members here, I'm pleased to report, attended, the ones that were able to, because it was that conference is, there's a lot of great educational, informational, a lot of great educational information provided at the conference, and it really is a wealth of knowledge to supervisors, new supervisors and old supervisors. There's a lot, things change over the years, and so it's a great opportunity to stay current with land use issues, legal issues, human resource issues, administration issues, finance issues. So kudos for the folks from Derry Township, our administration, and our elected folks for taking the time out of their schedule. Most people have work. We're taking time away from work to go to this event, but it was, I think by all accounts, well worth it. So with that, we will conclude Supervisor Board of Committee reports. We'll move to departmental reports. First is the Police Department Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do not have anything else this evening.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Department, Mr. Sassman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. Just an uptick in our calls in the last 2 weeks. We've been seeing an average of 23 to 25 calls a week, so it's just increased a little bit if you notice some activity. And also, I want to thank Zach from the Parks and Recreation. Last Monday night, we were able to tour the facility and pre-plan and see the facility firsthand, so we want to thank him for that. And that's all I have for this evening.
Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I don't have anything to report on that day.
We'd say Tom is probably where have we moved out of potential snow season?
It's safe to say the S word.
It's always that's a big moment every year when we get to cross that off. Thank you. Library, Ms. Troutman.
Not much to report, but we are getting ready for summer reading starting in June.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are coming down the home stretch for community center construction. Our fitness equipment arrived last week. All of our furniture is currently being installed throughout the building. Leisure pool was plastered and filled on Saturday, with our two remaining pools scheduled for May 6th and May 7th. We have an inspection on Friday for our temporary occupancy permit. So if all goes well there, we're hoping to have our full-time staff start moving in the building as early as next week. We're still aiming for June 1st opening, but at this point, there is still a possibility for that schedule to slip a little bit. We certainly don't anticipate any major delays, but our construction schedule has been compressed here during the last month on another project. Also, just a reminder, Fishing Derby will be held on Saturday, May 7th at Bullfrog Valley Pond from 8 to 10. We have around 700 trout going to be stocked for that event, so should be plenty of fish caught on that morning. We also partner with Hershey Homestown Kiwanis Club and Bass Pro Shops, so everyone that is in attendance will get an assortment of prizes.
Zach.
for the kids or grown-ups that would want to go to the fishing derby? Do they need a license to do that?
You're not. It's 12 and under for the event. So, yeah, state of Pennsylvania, 16 and under, you don't need a license.
Okay. So if you were an older person, then you're not supposed to come.
Not supposed to be fishing during that 8 to 10 time frame. Although we do always have them showing up. They know that it's over at 10, so that's when the grown-ups start showing up.
Do they have to have a permit if there's grown-ups
that show up? At starting at 10, it's subject to Pennsylvania state regulations at that point.
Okay.
Yep. Jack, I just thought I know we ask every meeting on updates on the community center. Talked about for over a year now, it seems like 2 years, on budget, on time, and you and your team have worked tirelessly to make sure that happens. And I do want to say, I know you mentioned that dates June 1st could slide.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I just want to commend you because I know that in light of the fact that we have been building this project, we literally built it during the height of a pandemic. And with all the supply chain issues, the labor shortages, the things that the entire world has endured, the fact that we are literally within days, even if it slides a little bit, it's a testament to the work that you and your team have done to get it open as soon as possible. And so thank you. We know you're going to work to try to hit June 1st. If it slides, I'll be the first to say to you, job still well done. You guys keep grinding at it to get it done. We do want to get it done as quickly as possible, but it's been no small feat that you are this close to that, to meeting
correct
that deadline. So great job.
Like I said, we're close. May slide a little bit, but we certainly do not anticipate any major slides.
Great. Thank you very much. Tough one, Matt. Mr. Bonanno, Township Engineer.
I'm going to try. Yeah.
No, you're going to try. All right. You'll defer to Mr. Emmerich. Community development?
Nothing further this evening, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Mr. Christman, Township Manager.
Nothing really to report other than to say I do echo your comments about the PSATS conference. I think it's a great opportunity for our community as we host that event every year. Try as you may, I did not give Tom Clark a blank check to go buy new equipment, even though he walked around the parking lot. But honestly, it's a great opportunity for elected officials and managers alike to go, and solicitors need to do offer forms for solicitors as well. Continue to do their education and get up to date on a lot of the different things that are happening across the Commonwealth. And I'm certainly proud that they're in our community year over year, and they've chosen Hershey from day one. So we're happy to have them, and we look forward to seeing them again next year. So thank you.
It's amazing. If that's any indication of how fast things are turning around, take hold of completely Hershey. There is not one square foot of that place that isn't taken over by the PSATS convention. And all the hotels in the area have overflow. I mean, it's an amazing economic engine in Montenegro for our community. So, all right, well, with that, this is the second visitor public comment session. Is there anyone wishing to place any comment for the record? All right. Seeing there's no one who's coming forward to the podium, we will conclude with that. This is the second visitor public comment session. That takes us to the adjournment. Is there a motion? What
motion? I'll offer a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Suda. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.